Hallelujah. Good morning, blessed disciples. I'm with you this morning to share our devotions, encouraging us. And I'm just letting Danita sleep a bit longer. She's had a long, early morning already here with the Lord. So, yeah, and I'm getting prepared. Going to go running now. So, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your presence, for your leading, and for your wonderful encouragement today and every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Our readings is Romans 9. We'll start in verse 3 to the end of 5. Paul's writing, he says, I would wish I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promise. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we see, as we spoke about yesterday, you know, Paul had a heart for his people, but God took hold of his heart to flow as God had purposed. And the wonderful thing is, as we're going to go read on now, and that we're going to see the revelations, why that it's so important to see what God says and what God wants is our path and our portion. There's a wonderful scripture, Deuteronomy 29:29. He says, the secret things belong to God, but what is revealed is for you and your children's children. And so we are bought with a price to stay in tune with our heavenly family. So as we spoke about yesterday, Paul had a mission in that he spoke to the Jews, but then there came a time where he was sent out to the Gentiles. So he was an apostle to the Gentiles. And yeah, so that's important. You know, God's a potter, he's our father, and we the clay, and he knows exactly how to mold us and where we need to be and everything about us. He knows us intimately. He formed us in our mother's womb. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in Christ, in fellowship, in love. So that's what we want. Then there's no, you can't be born again, and you can't be in the kingdom if you want anything else. So you need to stay. We all need to just stay in tune. I was thinking this morning on the psalmist in Psalm 118. He cries out, open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. So in this gates of righteousness in heaven, in the kingdom, we can just give thanks to God because it's all of him. And this is why we've got to leave our own baggage, things that we've picked up, all those things, there's no room for it. We enter into the kingdom, we partake of the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then he goes on, this is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we see God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has moved, have sent the cornerstone, the capstone, and this is what the Jews were all pointing to and were waiting for. Praise God, he has come, and Jew and Gentile has been united in him now, so we can all have access to God through the Spirit, access to the kingdom, access to our inheritance, our destiny, and most of all, access to fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit. And so that's what, it's marvelous in our eyes, what needs to be marvelous in our eyes. And he goes on, verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So this is the day of salvation. This is where we come out of the night into the day when Jesus Christ is a cornerstone. Where Jesus Christ is a cornerstone, and we are co-heirs of God, co-heirs with Jesus of the kingdom. So all our thinking, our light, our understanding, it's all coming from kingdom principles, and it's coming from fellowship, revelation is coming from that fellowship. So that's where we are, guys. We're there to stay in tune, rejoicing in the day, because in acceptable time I've heard you, and he's made everything available for us in Christ Jesus now, so that we can now work together with him. Our labor is not in vain. So be blessed, arise and shine. The kingdom is here. God's favor is here. Presence is here. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.